We've heard just the opening two movements of Alexander Nevsky by Sergei Prokofiev. The film is by Sergei Eisenstein from 1938. Naomi Järvi conducting that performance by the Scottish National Orchestra and Chorus. Taking us to 15 minutes past 10 o'clock. At this point, as mentioned, I have two guests on the line currently, filmmaker and the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society, Dara Strauss, along with longtime Kalamazoo Film Society member Madeline Cimini. And we're going to catch up on a lot of news from the Kalamazoo Film Society. It's very nice to talk to you, Dara and Madeline. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, Kara.
Well, I know we just talked off the air about a list of things that's going on, but the most pressing, I guess, is Wednesday's virtual lobby event centered around a film by Charlie Kaufman, a brand new film that is currently available to watch on Netflix. Is that correct?
That's right.
Tell us about, you've done a virtual lobby event around another film, or more than one film, I'm not sure at this point.
Yeah, actually, it was Madeline's idea to call it the virtual lobby. Maybe she can kind of delve into that and what we've discussed already to date.
I'm happy to. And when we showed our film at the Little Theater, we showed interesting and intriguing films, and I think part of the experience was the ability for people to meet in the lobby before the film, after the film, see like-minded people, discuss the films. And when we started showing our films at Alamo and Celebration, that was lost. So then when we couldn't screen films at all, we tried to think of a way to stay engaged with our members. So because screening opportunities are available, we did two events of short films that were screening for free, one from the Tribeca Film Festival and the other for the 2020 PBS short films. Then we decided to step it up a bit and show a feature-length film or stream a feature-length film. And that was Kelly Reichardt's film, First Cow. And our second full-length, as you said, is I'm Thinking of Ending Things, Charlie Kaufman's latest. But the important thing is we meet via Zoom, and we can discuss the films, rate the films, see members, and it gives people an opportunity to connect.
Let me say that. One more time for our listeners. The Kalamazoo Film Society meets on Zoom at a specific time in order to have a lively film discussion about films that you've ensured are accessible and free for the most part. Although I guess you need a Netflix subscription for I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Right. We've been playing around with when we hold it and how we hold it. And like Madeline said, at first we did short films, and then we decided to go longer with feature films. We've been changing our day around, too, of the week, trying to figure out what's a good time. So this is our first Wednesday night Zoom, and it'll be at 7 o'clock. Over Zoom. If you are on our mailing list, you've already received the Zoom invitation. If you would like to join us, we would love to have you. Just contact us through our website, and we'll be glad to send you the Zoom invitation. So it is Charlie Kaufman's newest film, I'm Thinking of Ending Things. He's also known for Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and Being John Malkovich. And I think you had the trailer you wanted to play, Dara?
Yes, Dara, this would be a terrific time for us to share the sound of the trailer with listeners. There, of course, are images that will be missing. If you hear a jingle jangly sound, it's the image of a dog at the door just shaking a little I don't know, snow or rain off of its fur, but it's a persistent sound. So let's listen to this, and we will actually learn a lot just from the feel and the uneasiness maybe of what we hear about I'm thinking of ending things. Let's listen.
Jake, my boyfriend.
It's snowing.
Winter is coming in.
We have a real connection. A rare and intense attachment. I've never experienced anything like it. I'm thinking of ending things.
Huh?
What?
Did you say something?
I don't think so.
Weird.
I'm visiting Jake's parents for the first time. He hasn't been my boyfriend for very long.
They really are looking forward to meeting you.
I think of ending things.
Hello? We're here.
Oh, hi.
Oh, he's all wet.
Here they come.
Jake has told us so much about you.
He's told me so much about both of you, too.
And you came anyway.
Jake tells me you're studying quantum psychics.
Physics.
Really?
But there's just something profoundly wrong here.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I think you've ending
something. I am so glad Jake has found someone.
Soon this will all be a distant memory.
Who's this?
It's me.
No, it was me.
I tell you, I would misplace my own head if it wasn't screwed onto my own head.
I feel like I was seeing them as they were, seeing them as they will be, seeing them after they're gone. I'm thinking of ending.
You can stay here. Excuse me? You don't have to go.
I don't have to go where?
Forward.
People like to think of themselves as points moving through time. But I think it's the opposite. We're stationary. And time passes through us. Blowing like cold wind. Maybe this is how it was always going to end.
Back comes that soothing flute and harp music. This is wonderfully unsettling. And that's kind of the calling card for Mr. Kaufman. You know that you're going to be in for something to think about, certainly.
It is, and I think we're going to have a wonderful discussion. I had a sidewalk discussion with Mike Marchak, who was the former president of the Kalamazoo Film Society, and we had a wonderful sidewalk discussion about the film. And he will be at our discussion, which is be wonderful, and as well as some young board members who have a lot of opinions. But we open it up to everyone. We love to hear from our members too on their impressions of the film and their insights. And we had such a wonderful discussion last time with First Cal, and we're really looking forward to a good discussion this Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
It's a Zoom discussion, so in order to get an invitation, you'll need to contact the Kalamazoo Film Society or look into becoming a member. And the website is calfilmsociety.net. I'm looking, that trailer is on YouTube. I'm looking at the very first comment under the trailer. And this person says, "I can't wait to stare at my ceiling for 6 hours after watching this." So, yeah.
Yes.
It helps.
It's a roller coaster, for sure.
I love that you chose a film like this in order to, because processing it will take some input from other people. It'd be great to hear different perspectives on what's happening in the story, which clearly plays with time and place and consciousness, I'm thinking.
Exactly. And Charlie Kaufman, after I saw it, I went back and read reviews and comments, and he said, I think you might need to watch it two or three times. So it is very thoughtful. I think that was a good choice of word.
Were the actors impressive in this film?
The two young leads, Jesse Plemons and Jesse Buckley, interestingly, with the, you know, a male and female with the same name, which Kaufman commented on, are wonderful. I thought they were very, 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 very good.
Did you want to add something else, Dara?
No, I totally agree with that. It's just, I think we chose this film. One reason is because the Kalamazoo Film Society does choose challenging and different films that we want to bring to our community. And now having the virtual lobby when we can discuss these films, not just with the person that you saw it with, but with a lot of different viewpoints, I think it's going to be a wonderful addition, even when we are back in the cinema, in the theater. I think we hope to keep continuing the virtual lobby because it does add that dimension that we were missing.
Having not seen it yet, I'm wondering if it might be one of those films that kind of alters my consciousness for a few days afterward. I've had that happen a few times in my life, and it's always been a very strange feeling for a day or two, but it's so powerful and pretty rare.
Yes, I think you're totally right. I saw it a week ago, and I've still been thinking about it. So I enjoyed that.
For me, the first time that happened was Lars von Trier breaking the waves. I was so unprepared for the story and the viewpoint somehow. And I'm sure that's true for you have your own personal films that that wouldn't release you for a while.
Tara, I think you've nailed it when you talked about viewpoint and challenge. Those are Dara mentioned challenge, but those two words I think perfectly describe this. It is challenging, and you know what? Whose viewpoint? What is the viewpoint? I will say this: not everyone will like this. And I also read a review that used that said, you know, you either love it or hate it. There's kind of no middle ground. But the more you think of it, then you find some things that might be nuances or things that you learn listening to other people. And that's one of the important things about having group discussions. I frequently like a movie better after I've heard it through other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also think, oh, I didn't think about that. And I like that because it's enlightening to me because we all bring a bit of ourselves when we watch something.
One thing I know to be prepared for is not to have a conclusion or an ending that is tied up neatly. And it's in contrast to the vast majority of stories that we are told that always have a perfect ending. And it's almost something I would assume and demand of any story I'm being told. And so for Kaufman to just take it away, hey, good for him. That's I do need that challenge.
Right. Yes, I agree. I did touch on about when the celebration would open again. And as you know, we have been coordinating with Celebration Cinemas, and they have been closed because of the pandemic. We have still no news on when they were open. The last I talked with the manager was that it would be maybe tomorrow, but they just don't know.
Wow.
We were thinking of starting with the Black Lives Matter film series, but I think that's going to be put on hold. We've heard the first film might be The Personal Life of David Copperfield, but there really is no news really to say yet about when Celebration is going to open. I know they're anxious to, but
certainly
everyone's trying to be safe.
The lack of theaters opening, or the it's been such a long time, and so many other things are allowed to open, and it's down to executive orders, and you're at the mercy, really, of policy. And of course, there's good reason for those executive orders, but at this point, with so much opening slowly, and to be one of the last avenues of opening, it must be pretty wearing at this point.
Yeah, I think for them it is, but for us, like I said, we're trying to just keep our members engaged and connected, and one way is with this virtual lobby. I also wanted to mention that we are also helping to promote a Kalamazoo film premiere of Bonnie Jo Campbell's film that's based on her novel, Once Upon a River. The tickets are available through the Ladies Library Association. They're not quite available yet, but it will be premiered on October 2nd at 7 p.m. There's also going to be a discussion with Bonnie Jo Campbell the day before. But just keep checking Facebook and checking our website, too, and we'll have more information. But we're really excited about this. We were going to actually premiere it at Celebration with Bonnie Jo Campbell in attendance. But that, again, has to be changed, and we have to do a virtual event. But that's okay with us. We'll make it work.
A new film adaptation of Once Upon a River, which was written by Bonnie Jo Campbell some years ago. Do you know if she was involved in the script or any of the production of the film?
You know, I don't know for sure. I've heard various things, so I don't really want to say how involved she was with it. But I know she's very excited to have the premiere. We've been in touch. So
great.
And I'm sorry, I can't speak for her, but it premiered last year at the Bentonville Film Festival, and Bonnie Jo did see it, and I don't think she's listed as a screenwriter, but she did say that she thought they did a good job, but we'll learn more when she actually gets to tell us.
What's the
event in October?
And that's October 2nd. Details will be available at calfilmsociety.net, where you can already find out about Wednesday's virtual lobby event. That's at 7 o'clock Wednesday. I'm just curious if you could tell me a little more about the story of Once Upon a River. What's the setting?
It's the Kalamazoo River. A saga of a young girl who actually lives on the river. It's very, obviously, because it's Bonnie Jo Campbell, it's very well written, a lot of interesting characters, a lot of twists to the story. It's beautifully done.
Again, that's October 2nd, and my guests today are Dara Strauss, the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society, and longtime member Madeline Cimini, who both love to talk about films and organize ways for people to enjoy them, especially films that are a little outside of the beaten path. A longtime collaboration with Celebration Cinema, which is still closed, but we may get news that's different in the next days and weeks to come, hopefully. Now, I know we were going to include a special guest this hour, and I wanted to give you a chance to introduce him, and then we can maybe play a selection of music and make sure that he's on the line. So let's talk about Drama del Rosario.
Sure, I'll start and then Madeline can finish it up. His film was the PBS short that we showed with our virtual lobby and had we were going to discuss four different films. We had the idea, let's invite a filmmaker. It's Zoom. We don't have to, you know, fly him out from L.A. and put him up. Let's invite him and see if he'll like to join our Zoom discussion. So Drama del Rosario, with his film In This Family, joined us. We had a wonderful, wonderful discussion, and it was so beautiful to have with the filmmaker right there and during our Zoom discussion. So now I'll turn it over to Madeline and let her expound upon our experience.
Thank you, and I swooned over this film.
Did you say swooned?
Swooned, and I smiled for the next week. Thinking about it. He is so engaging. But the PBS 2020 short films were actually 25 films that were screening for free, and it was a competition. And In This Family won the jury award. He is from the Philippines originally. He's now living in Los Angeles. And his films challenged his Filipinx Catholic background. They've been screened all over the world. In 2019, he won the BAFTA GSA commissioning grant for a documentary, I'm Okay and Neither Are You, which is about sexual assault trauma from a gay couple's perspective. That was set to be screened in 2020. But, of course, that's been pushed back, so we can ask him about that. But getting back to In This Family, the short film that I swooned over, it won the Lonnie Bing Award in Social Issue Documentaries at the Cannes Fest. And the New York Times has a watching newsletter where they recommend things to watch and or stream. And they did call out the PBS 2020 short films, and they referenced In This Family as a potent autobiography. And with all of these other things he does, he is the lead video producer for Believe LTD, an award-winning digital contact agency in Hollywood. And be prepared to be charmed.
This is one short that I did watch. I watched the six shorts that the Film Society recommended, and I agree with your description of In This Family. It's full of charm and honesty, and I really look forward to talking to Drama del Rosario. Perhaps we'll take a quick musical break and be back with all three. Just one moment.
Thank you.
Georges Delarue, the name of the composer who wrote those lovely pieces. Many of the films he composed music for were directed by François Truffaut. We heard music from The Last Metro, Day for Night, and one special piece called The Waltz for François T. And as promised, I'm back with Madeline Cimini and President Dara Strauss of the Kalamazoo Film Society. And we've touched base now with filmmaker Drama Del Rosario, who is on the line from Los Angeles. Drama and Dara and Madeline, good to have you all on the line together.
Hello. So happy to be here.
It's really a pleasure. I did not think I'd be talking to a filmmaker today. And I have to say, first of all, that I loved In This Family. I know that you're a young man because you're on screen talking about yourself and, you know, the honesty and all of the things you did right with this. It seemed you just really told the story. I was looking at it again today, and I thought I'd just touch base with it, but, you know, watch the whole thing.
Yeah, thank you so much. This film, you know, really, really means a lot to me. Obviously, it's a you know, very personal documentary. It's my own coming out story to my own family. So it's very, very close to me. It's super personal, and I'm just so honored to have people, you know, watch the film and be touched by it.
I think one of the things that's pretty special about how you told the story is all the things you didn't do. You didn't overcomplicate you edited yourself really well. I know I couldn't have done that in my, you know, 20s at all. I would have really tried to artsify my production with throwing everything in there.
Yeah, you know, I really wanted, you know, a simple story. Obviously, there are a lot of layers and a lot of complications. But at the end of the day, I wanted the basic emotional journey to come out. And I wanted a lot of people to relate. Mm. And so, you know, I wanted the story to be simple. I wanted it to be understandable. And I just wanted the emotion and the journey to come across.
Yeah, it did. The elements you did use were subtle. The music and transitions and the choices were
right.
Yeah.
I really wanted, you know, simple pieces, like simple audio recording, simple pictures that, you know, are very relatable. People, you know, if they see a baby picture, other people can also relate to that baby picture. And
yes.
So it's just like simple things, but it evokes a strong degree of emotion.
So in this time when we can't go to movie theaters, is that something you miss? Are you more kind of a person of today that accesses film all different ways on your phone and, you know, on a computer?
Yeah, that's a really great question. You know, I was never really a movie theater kind of guy. I was always a streaming service, binge-watching on the couch kind of person. Because, you know, when I watch a movie, I want to lay down on the couch. I want to have all the snacks. And I love to analyze films. Like, I hate this about myself, but I can get very talkative when I start to analyze a film, and that's pretty much rude in a movie theater. So I love streaming services. I love watching things on the TV, and so, you know, I miss the movie theater, but not so much. I'm happy that this pandemic has, you know, breathed a lot of life into streaming services.
I get that. I'm talking back to the screen. Yeah. And because you're engaged. I mean, it's a wonderful art form to...
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be working in. Dara and Madeline, you had a chance to interact with Drama before when you had a virtual lobby session. And I can see why it was such a success.
We had, like I mentioned before, we had the idea that to have the virtual lobby with the Zoom with our members. And we just had the idea, why not invite a filmmaker? And within minutes after I invited Drama via email, I got this wonderful email back, you know, so enthusiastic. And I don't know what it was like for him to be with us, but we really enjoyed having him there and could talk about, you know, the thoughts behind the film as well as his filmmaking process. So I don't know if he has anything to add about being at our event. But,
yeah, it was really, really wonderful. You know, the best sessions that I have, whether in person or on Zoom, are when the attendees are very engaged or when they have, you know, amazing questions. And I definitely felt that in the online session that we have. You know, I love local film groups. Like, they have the best reactions, the best, you know, questions, and they're so emotionally engaged in you know, a film that they watch. And as someone who lives in Los Angeles, you know, everyone is like in the film industry here. I really, really miss the energy of a local film group. And I really felt that with KFS.
For those who are listening right now, Drama has a website, dramadelrosariodel.com. And there are projects past and future posted there. There's several things to follow up with, just to let listeners know. And the Kalamazoo Film Society page is calfilmsociety.net. Very charming of you to say. You know, it's the smaller groups that aren't in the industry that kind of keep love of film going.
No, absolutely. I would not be, you know, in these bigger platforms, and I would not have the kind of audience and following that I have today if it weren't for local film groups. Like, they have played a huge role in the young film career that I have today.
Anything to add, Madeline or Dara?
I hope Madeline's there. We got kind of cut off. Just that, you know, our mission for the Kalamazoo Film Society is to bring interesting cinema and support interesting cinema in the Southwest Michigan area. And just having Drama join us was part of that mission accomplished, I think. And, yeah, we've actually sent him a Kalamazoo Film Society T-shirt. And, and so we envision him wandering around L.A., with a T-shirt on. And maybe people will come up to him and say, what's this? And then he can explain what we're all about.
You might even run into some Kalamazooans. You never know. We have just a couple minutes left, and I really would be... I'm dying to know, you know, how you're moving forward in a time when the industry is kind of stalled at the moment, and what we can look forward to seeing from you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have been very lucky during this pandemic because I have been, you know, approached by a lot of film festivals and film organizations to do virtual screenings and virtual Q&A sessions. And I've been very happy about that. So my documentary film that we're talking about, In This Family, which is my personal coming out story, is still available online. You can watch it on pbs.org or on YouTube. Just search In This Family. And you get to see the 12-minute film. And my other personal documentary film, I'm Okay and Neither Are You, which deals with my own personal journey of mental health and how my mental health affects the people around me. I'm going to have a bunch of virtual screenings for that throughout September and October. More information for that to come. I'm so excited, but you can follow me on Instagram at Drama Del Rosario or my website, dramadelrosario.com, and I'm going to be posting all the upcoming screening information there. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and please stay safe. I know
absolutely.
Yeah, in Los Angeles, the fires are far away, but you can still, you know, their presence is there.
Oh, yeah, the air quality is just like a bad Sunday barbecue. It is horrible. It makes me so dizzy, but so... You know, staying inside, staying hydrated, keeping the air all, you know, safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
That's great. I'm going to give final words here to President of the Kalamazoo Film Society, Dara Strauss.
You know, how engaged we were with drama. That was just wonderful. And we are having another virtual lobby, a Zoom discussion this Wednesday for Charlie Kaufman's film, I'm Thinking of Ending Things. If you'd like to join us, go to our website and get in contact with us, and we'll send you the Zoom information. But we hope to continue supporting cinema in Kalamazoo and in the Southwest Michigan, and just these are the ways that we're doing it right now.
It's been a real pleasure to talk to you this morning, Dara, and Drama, and Madeline. Thank you all for giving us the latest on the Kalamazoo Film Society and much more. Have a wonderful Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.